For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Forester Chase Fulk clears limbs as he walks through the Sumter National Forest in Newberry County. Foresters have protected the health of the state's woodlands since the State Forestry Commission was created in 1927. One way they do it is by advising landowners on how they can best manage their property, whether it's 20 acres or 2,000.
The first thing we do is we'll go out there, meet with the landowner, walk over the property with him. He can kind of tell us what he's wanting. From that, we'll come back here and we'll develop a management plan for that property. If they're interested in growing timber, we'll come up with a thinning regime as to, you know, when these pines need to be thinned or when these hardwoods need to be cut.
Pine trees are especially popular to grow for landowners, folks said.
Pines just grow very, very rapidly, and if you're growing timber for investment purposes, loblolly pine is just kind of the main timber resource around here. Certainly, you know, hardwood species are also valuable for timber as well.
But forests are also, of course, home to a rich variety of wildlife. Walking through the forest, Fulk spots trees with patches of bark rubbed off, evidence that deer have been there recently.
Rubbing their antlers on the trees right there, just to shed velvet. See it right around deer season a lot of times. A lot of those rubs start popping up.
Forest Management Chief Russell Holbright said the public benefits from trees just by the fact that they're out there along the highways as well as in forests.
They're holding the soil in place. They're keeping the soil from washing into the nearest creek. So you have clean drinking water. That's extremely valuable. Many folks don't realize how valuable trees are for filtering pollutants out of the air. If you think about jobs, the forest industry is the number one manufacturing segment in South Carolina, with over 90,000 jobs and over $18 billion to the state's economy. Pretty amazing.
Holbright said the Forestry Commission encourages landowners not only to manage their present trees, but to plant more. There's even help with financing the planting of forest acreage.
There's a state program that pays about 40% of the cost of the site preparation and the tree planting part. And then if you're lucky enough to qualify for some of the federal programs, that can pay 75% or in some cases 90% of the cost. And our foresters do spend a good bit of their time working with landowners to help them to qualify for those various programs.
A major part of a forester's job is fighting fires, Holbright said. But there are times when fire can be a good thing, when it's controlled through prescribed burning.
Prescribed burning, done in the right conditions, you know, by a professional and knows what they're doing and so forth, will not damage the larger pine trees that are out there. They have a thicker bark than a lot of the hardwood species do. So you can control some of the underbrush, make it more park-like, make it better for the wildlife, more open and scenic and that kind of thing, and also reduce the wildfire risk.
Insect infestations can cause huge forest damage and affect thousands of trees. According to Fulk, good management can reduce the risk.
A well-maintained or well-managed forest is less likely to get attacked by insects and diseases than is a stand that is not being properly managed. If you have a stand that has not been thinned appropriately, a pine stand is certainly more susceptible to insects such as the southern pine beetle.
Fortunately, forests are remarkably resilient, whether they're attacked by insects, fires, or even floods, Holbright said. And South Carolina is lucky to have 13 million acres covered by forests, both public and private. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.